Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, May 12th, 2015 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and let's start with a vulnerability in the AlienVault OSIM USM. Now, this is a vulnerability that has not been patched yet. A patch, according to AlienVault, is upcoming, and you should be looking for version 5.02 later this week or early next week. The interesting part here is that the details about the vulnerabilities that are going to be patched have already been posted. The researcher identifying these vulnerabilities, a number of cross-site scripting, SQL injection, and even command injection vulnerabilities, has notified AlienVault back in January about these problems, but being somewhat disappointed by AlienVault's response and not releasing a patch, he now went ahead and published details about these vulnerabilities to the full disclosure mailing list, which now led AlienVault to actually releasing a patch. And two individuals who sold a tool that was used to brute force photo bucket URLs that were supposed to be private have been arrested. Apparently, they started doing so in 2012, and the FBI started investigating them through 2014 and now finally indicted and arrested them. Apparently, PhotoBucket uses sort of randomized URLs at this point, but back in the day, they didn't do so, and a lot of legacy accounts still have easily predictable URLs, which the tool being sold by these individuals did brute force. This case could be interesting because these individuals are essentially arrested for producing a hacking tool. However, a lot of the details are not yet readily available. Apparently, the FBI does have some chat logs and the like where these individuals do actually assist or maybe even conduct the fraud, meaning breaking into photo bucket accounts themselves. And talking about legal issues, last week I talked about IOActive and how they posted the letter they received in anticipation of the release of a vulnerability, in particular logs. Well, IOActive now went ahead and published their advisory. The log in question here is cyber logs, and essentially the neat thing about these logs is that they are electric logs that you can open with a smart card or a special sort of electric slash mechanical key, but they do not connect to a back-end database. Typically, if you are in a hotel room or the like, and you have a lock that accepts either a smart card or a magnetic card, the lock typically connects back to some kind of server that then validates the information on the card. These locks attempt to do so within the lock itself. Now, there are some good and decent cryptographic protocols to do this with, like, for example, digital signatures and the like. However, this company didn't implement them really the way they were supposed to. So, for example, the key itself, not the lock, does take care of things like what time of the day you're allowed to open the lock. So just by reverse engineering the lock and, for example, cloning it, which is also possible, and the manufacturer claimed this was not possible, you're now able to relax the access restrictions that are enforced in the key, not in the lock. Lots of other vulnerabilities too in these locks. For example, the secret key that is stored on the lock can be leaked, and with that, someone could just clone and manipulate the actual physical key or key card that can be used to open the lock. And GPU rootkits are in the news again. If you remember from a few years back, Rico Triulzi, for example, did demonstrate that you can easily run things like a packet capture daemon and an SSH daemon on a graphics card in order to retain persistent access to a system. Now we have a complete rootkit that goes by the name of Jellyfish. It runs on Linux, apparently can also be used on Windows with various GPUs from AMD and NVIDIA. Essentially, the problem here is that your graphic processor is a little computer in itself with its own CPU, with its own memory and the like, and its direct access to the motherboard's input-output channel, and as such can essentially hide very effectively from any kind of detection software that you may have running in your operating system. Well, that's it for today. Don't forget, it's Patch Tuesday, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.